house. We're thankful for all of those who were baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. So many good things happening around the house of God. We're thankful for the gentleman who was baptized on Tuesday, I think, Brother Tenarius. Is that right? Monday or Tuesday? Monday. Absolutely. Sister Adina's visitor from St. Vincent's East that has been attending. We've been praying for his wife, but he went down in the water in Jesus' name on Monday. Praise God. And we are so excited about that and all of the good things that are happening around the house of God. We're going to go to the Word of God tonight. We're going to be in Hebrews chapter 12.
Vamos a estar en Hebreos capítulo 12.
If you're a guest in the house, we are so glad that you are here worshiping with us.
Si eres un visitante, nos da gusto.
Let's make
que
our
estás
guests
aquí.
Feel welcome.
Vamos a darle un aplauso a los visitantes.
Praise God. It is just an incredible time of revival around the house of God. So many good things happening. And we are just excited to be a part of the kingdom of God at this time in history. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 12, we're going to begin in verse 1. Praise God. Hebrews 12 and 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We're going to run this race. We have to be able to take some things off as we run. Praise God. We have to be willing to shed some things. Praise God. We've got to learn to take off the weights. Take off the things that hinder the race.
Tenemos que aprender a quitar las cosas que nos detienen en la carrera.
And as we are doing that, we are looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He is our template. He is our role model. He is the one who shows us how to run the race. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, or at the rights, or the power, or the authority of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. How many of you are thankful for the word of God tonight?
¿Cuántos están agradecidos por la palabra de Dios?
I want to preach for just a few moments on this thought, enduring contradiction, enduring contradiction.
Sobrellevando contradicción.
Before you're seated, why don't you lift up your hands to heaven and let's talk to God. God, we love you.
Dios, te amamos.
We praise you. We thank you for your word, God, that is forever settled in the heavens, Lord. I pray that you would open up our understanding tonight, oh God. I pray that you would speak to us by your word, and we'll praise you for it in advance. Come on, if you're thankful for what he's about to show us, why don't you give him a hand clap of praise? Clap your hands, all ye people, and shout to God with a voice of triumph. We praise you, Jesus. Praise God. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God. We are so thankful to have the Dunn family with us still.
Estamos agradecidos tener la familia Dunn todavía con nosotros.
How many of you appreciate the ministry of the evangelist that has been with us the last few weeks?
¿Cuántos aprecian su ministerio en estas últimas semanas?
Praise God. Brother Dunn is off preaching in Carolina, but his family is here, and we're just thankful to have them tonight.
Hermano Dunn está predicando en las Carolinas.
I told somebody on Sunday.
Le dije a alguien el domingo.
That having the fivefold ministry function within the church,
que teniendo los cinco ministerios en la iglesia,
specifically the ministry of the evangelist,
específicamente el ministerio del evangelista.
I'm going to tell you what it's like.
Déjate digo cómo es.
What we've experienced since Brother Dunn has been with us,
lo que hemos experimentado desde que llegó el hermano Dunn,
is like you taking a blindfold,
es como teniendo algo tapándote los ojos,
and putting it over a man's eyes,
y lo pones sobre los ojos de un hombre.
And putting earplugs in his ears.
Y pones algo que le tape los oídos.
And putting a bow and an arrow in his hand.
Y ponerle una arca y una flecha en sus manos.
And having him pull back the bow.
Y hacerlo que él jale esa arca.
And just spin around in a circle.
Y dar una vuelta.
And then release the arrow.
Y luego soltar esa flecha.
And watch the arrow hit the target bullseye.
Y mirar que esa flecha le pega al objetivo.
That is God's fivefold ministry.
Ese es el ministerio de Dios.
That's the function of the prophetic.
Esa es la función de lo profético.
It's unbelievable to me.
Es increíble para
to
mí.
To watch God do the work.
Para ver Dios hacer la
I
obra.
I have never had more faith.
Nunca he tenido más fe.
In the prophetic.
En lo profético.
Than I do at this point in my life.
Que en este punto en mi vida.
I'm thankful.
Estoy agradecido.
That God has a fivefold ministry.
Que Dios tiene cinco ministerios.
I'm thankful that God can speak to a man in his bedchamber.
Estoy agradecido que Dios pueda hablar en el cuarto.
And he can pull back the bow.
Y sacar esa arca.
And just shoot randomly and hit the target.
Y nomás disparar y pegarle.
I'm thankful that in my hour of need.
Estoy agradecido en mi hora de necesidad.
God can send a preacher into my life.
Dios puede mandar un predicador.
To preach the truth of the word of God.
Para predicar la palabra de Dios.
I love God's system.
Yo amo el sistema de Dios.
I love the church of the living God.
Yo amo la iglesia de Dios.
Anybody thankful for the word of God?
Alguien agradecido por la
Praise
palabra.
God. Well, tonight I want to help somebody.
Esta noche quiero ayudar a alguien.
I prayed and sought God all day today.
Yo he orado todo el día buscando a Dios.
And I'm just going to tell you, it was just one of those days.
Y te voy a decir, es uno de esos días.
Where I'm sifting through the Word of God.
Donde estoy leyendo por la palabra.
And the Holy Ghost didn't talk until about 4 o'clock.
Y el Espíritu no habló hasta las 4.
I want to preach to the church tonight.
Le quiero predicar a la iglesia esta
noche. I want to preach about enduring your contradiction.
Quiero predicar de sobreveniendo la contradicción.
I want to start tonight by preaching Christ to you.
Quiero predicarles de Cristo esta noche.
Because Christ is the backdrop.
Porque Cristo es el talón.
You see, a lot of us are trying to figure life out.
Muchos queremos averiguar la vida.
We're trying to find, in some cases, we're trying to find our way in the dark.
Te queremos caminar en la oscuridad.
I don't know about you, but lately I've been feeling like I'm trying to find my way without perfect clarity.
Yo no he visto claritamente mi objetivo.
And I want to tell somebody here tonight.
Y le quiero decir a alguien esta noche.
That you really can't find your way in life.
Que no puedes encontrar tu camino en la vida.
Until you see Christ clearly.
Hasta que miras claritamente a Jesús.
Whatever else in life you see.
Todo lo que veas en tu vida.
Pales in comparison.
No tiene comparación.
To seeing Christ.
Para ver a Cristo.
And Him crucified.
Y Cristo crucificado.
Christ is the backdrop.
Cristo es el talón.
To help us deal with our lives.
Que nos ayuda a averiguar nuestras vidas.
And you know, a lot of times when we see Christ, we see Him in His perfection.
Cuando vemos a Cristo, lo vemos en la perfección muchas veces.
And He was a perfect man.
Y era un hombre perfecto.
And a lot of times when we see Him, we think there's no way I can live up to that standard.
Y muchas veces lo vemos y decimos yo no lo puedo hacer así como él.
Because He was a perfect man.
Porque él era un hombre perfecto.
But the Apostle Paul tells us in Hebrews chapter 4.
Pero el apóstol Pablo en Hebreos 4.
For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But He was in all points, everybody say all points.
Todos digan en todos puntos.
Tempted like as we are.
Fue tentado como nosotros.
Yet without sin.
Pero él sin pecado.
Therefore, everybody say therefore.
Por eso.
Let us go boldly unto the throne of grace.
Vamos sin vergüenza al trono de Dios.
That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Para obtener misericordia y gracia en la necesidad.
He didn't come perfectly so that you could have a difficult time approaching Him.
Él no vino perfectamente para que nos sintamos escondidos de él.
But He came perfectly.
Pero él vino perfecto.
So that you could come before Him to find grace.
Para que puedas venir a él encontrar gracia.
Can I tell you that I don't care what you're struggling with today?
No importa con lo que estás batallando esta noche.
Don't allow your imperfection.
No permitas que tu imperfección.
Don't allow your mistakes.
No permitas tus errores.
To cause you not to be able to approach.
Que causen que te alejen de Dios.
But He who was perfect.
Pero el que era perfecto.
He suffered His own contradiction.
Él sufrió sus propias contradicciones.
So that you who were imperfect.
Para que tú que eras imperfecto.
Could be made perfect.
Pudiera ser perfecto.
If you feel imperfect tonight.
Si te sientes imperfecto esta noche.
If you feel like you're walking through life blindly.
Si te sientes que estás ciego esta noche.
Maybe you feel like you're suffering through life and you don't understand what is up and what is down.
Tal vez te sientes como que no sabes qué es arriba ni abajo.
God who was perfect.
Dios que era perfecto.
Put on imperfection.
Se puso imperfección.
So that He could encounter His own contradiction.
Para que él pueda pelear con su propia contradicción.
So that you could come boldly before the throne of grace.
Para que tú vengas sin vergüenza al trono
to
de Dios.
Find help in your time
para encontrar
of need.
Ayuda en tu necesidad.
He was omnipotent.
Era omnipotente.
He was omniscient.
Era omnisciente.
He was the omnipresent God of the universe.
El Dios omnipresente del universo.
But he robed himself in flesh.
Pero tomó un velo de carne.
And he became a man.
Y se hizo un hombre.
He became humanity.
Se hizo humanidad.
The Bible says that God commended his love for us.
La Biblia dice que él dio su amor a nosotros.
So that while we were yet sinners,
aún siendo pecadores,
in due time Christ died for the ungodly.
En su tiempo murió por los pecadores.
He was the Spirit of God in the Old Testament.
Era el Espíritu de Dios en el Antiguo Testamento.
He was the omnipresent God.
Era el Dios omnipresente.
He was the Word of God, the Logos, the plan of God.
Era la palabra de Dios, el Logos, el plan de Dios.
But he wasn't just a good idea.
Pero no solamente era una buena idea.
He wasn't in a long list of other good men.
No, estaba en una grande lista.
Or good ideas or successful lives.
No solamente era una vida exitosa.
But he was the progenitor of it all.
Pero era el que empezó todo.
He was the beginning of it all.
Era el principio de todo.
He was, the Bible says, the author of it all.
La Biblia dice el autor de todo.
He started it all.
Él lo empezó todo.
He was there at the beginning.
Él estaba allí en el principio.
And there was nobody else with him at the beginning.
Y no había nadie con él en el principio.
There was no contradiction in him.
No había otra contradicción en él.
There was no stumbling in him.
No había fracaso en él.
But can I tell you,
pero te puedo decir,
that the idea that the omnipresent and omnipotent God,
que la idea que el Dios omnipresente, omnipotente,
would become a man,
se convirtiera un hombre,
it's the greatest contradiction of all contradictions.
Es la contradicción más grande de todas las contradicciones.
The Spirit, the Word, the Source,
el Espíritu, la palabra, la fuente,
the standard, the ideal of God,
la regla, lo ideal de Dios.
He was the epicenter of everything good.
Era el centro de todo bueno.
But in order that you could be reconciled to God,
pero para que tú seas reconciliado a Dios,
that perfect,
ese perfecto,
put on imperfection,
se puso la imperfección,
so that we can have a treasure in an earthen vessel,
para que tengamos tesoro en vasijas
terrenales, that the excellency might be of him and not of us,
para que la excelencia sea de él y no de
that
nosotros,
that the glory might be of him and not of us,
para que la gloria sea de él y no de nosotros.
John tells us that the Word became flesh.
Juan nos dice que la palabra se hizo carne.
It wasn't just the theory of God,
no solamente era la teoría de Dios,
but he was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Pero el cordero inmolado desde el principio del
the
mundo.
Plan of God was fleshed out.
El plan de Dios era en carne.
He was the epicenter of it all.
Era el centro de todo.
But there's never been a story like it.
Pero nunca ha habido una historia
can
como
I tell
ella?
You there's never been a contradiction like it.
Nunca ha habido una contradicción como esa.
This contradiction of God,
esta contradicción de Dios,
is the reason why we preach tonight.
Es la razón por la cual predicamos.
It's the reason why we shout tonight.
Es la razón por la cual gritamos.
It's the reason that we dance tonight.
Es la razón por la cual danzamos.
It's the reason that we throw a party.
Es la razón por la cual alegramos.
It's the reason that we pray.
Es la razón por la que oramos.
Nothing else in human history,
nada más en la historia humana,
would have any point at all,
tuviera sentido,
if it wasn't for the power of the cross,
si no fuera por el poder de la cruz.
Even the cross itself,
aún la cruz misma,
is the great contradiction of the universe.
Es la gran contradicción del universo.
The cross is a symbol of contradiction.
La cruz es un señal de contradicción.
It was the epicenter of God in man.
Era el centro de Dios y hombre.
It's the deeply embedded motive behind everything that we are.
Es el motivo enterrado de lo que somos.
Tonight I don't need anybody to pump me up to worship him.
Esta noche no necesito que alguien me anime.
He's been too good to me.
Él ha sido muy bueno conmigo.
He took all of my issues él on himself.
Tomó todos mis problemas sobre él.
He didn't have any issues.
Él no tenía problemas.
He didn't have any imperfections.
Él no tenía
but he took my issues on himself.
Tomó mis problemas sobre
he
él.
Took my imperfections on himself.
Él tomó mis imperfecciones sobre
he
él.
Took my suffering on himself.
Él se puso mi sufrimiento.
He took my cross on himself.
Él se puso mi cruz sobre él.
How heavy was the cross?
¿Qué tan pesada era esa cruz?
How heavy was my sin?
¿Qué tan pesado era mi pecado?
How filthy was my unrighteousness?
¿Qué tan sucio era mi injusticia?
He was a holy God.
Era un Dios santo.
A perfect God.
Un Dios perfecto.
A spotless lamb.
Un Dios sin error.
He who had no sin.
El que no tiene pecado.
Became sin.
Se hizo pecado.
So that I could be reconciled to him.
Para que pudiera ser reconciliado a él.
I didn't have holiness in myself.
Yo no tenía santidad en mí.
I didn't have righteousness in myself.
Yo no tenía justicia en mí.
I'm telling somebody here tonight.
Yo le digo a alguien aquí esta noche.
For too long.
Por mucho tiempo.
You have hidden in the shadows.
Te has escondido en la sombra.
Because of mistakes that you made.
Por errores que has hecho.
What is grace?
¿Qué es gracia?
If it's not an imperfect person,
si no es una persona imperfecta,
coming into the presence of a perfect God,
entrando a la presencia de un Dios perfecto,
and laying down my imperfection,
y dejando mis imperfecciones
in exchange
ahí,
for His perfection,
y tomando su perfección.
I'm telling somebody you've been sitting in the back for too long.
Le digo a alguien, te has sentado atrás
you've
por mucho
been
tiempo.
Sitting and hiding for too long.
Te has escondiendo por mucho tiempo.
Ah, it's time for you to come out of hiding.
Es tiempo que salgas de ese atrás.
It's time for you to get off the back.
Es tiempo que te salgas de atrás.
And begin to worship him in the front.
Y adores a Dios enfrente.
Because he has righteousness.
Porque él tiene justicia.
For your unrighteousness.
Para tu injusticia.
He has perfection.
Él tiene la perfección.
For your imperfection.
Para tu imperfección.
He's a good God.
Él es un buen Dios.
And he's worthy of all of the praise.
Y es digno de toda alabanza.
Your Bible says that he was wounded.
Tu Biblia dice que fue inmolado.
For our transgressions.
Por nuestras transgresiones.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
Fue lastimado por nuestras iniquidades.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
Su paz, nuestra paz.
And with his stripes we are healed.
Y por sus golpes somos sanados.
The evangelist preached it on Sunday night.
El evangelista lo predicó el domingo.
Learning to fight with peace.
Peleando con paz.
I'm here to tell you tonight that he took your peace.
Él tomó tu paz esta noche.
He took your suffering.
Él tomó tu sufrimiento.
He took your imperfection.
Él tomó tu imperfección.
And he nailed it to the cross.
Y lo clavó a esa cruz.
So that you can walk in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
Para que puedas caminar en poder y demostración.
You were sheep that had gone astray.
Tú eras semilla que estaba perdida.
You were the one that turned everyone to his own way.
Tú eres el que se alejó del camino.
And God laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Y Dios puso sobre él la iniquidad de todos.
And I'm here to tell you that it's a shame.
Y te voy a decir que es una vergüenza.
If you come into the house of God hiding,
vienes a la casa de Dios escondido,
because of your imperfection,
por tu imperfección,
you cannot sin enough,
no puedes pecar lo suficiente,
you cannot limp enough,
no puedes medir lo suficiente,
you cannot fail enough,
no puedes fracasar lo suficiente,
to make up for all of His perfection,
para hacer toda su perfección,
every mistake,
todo error.
Every fault,
todo fracaso,
every insecurity,
toda inseguridad,
he nailed it to his cross.
Él lo tomó y lo puso en la cruz.
So that you can walk in power.
Para que tú camines en poder.
So that you can walk in love.
Para que tú camines en amor.
So that you can have mental stability.
Para que tengas estabilidad mental.
Oh, he opened not his mouth.
Él no abrió su boca.
He didn't utter a refrain.
Él no se quejó.
He did not speak for himself.
Él no habló por sí mismo.
He had laser focus.
Él tenía enfoque.
His focus was on you.
Estaba enfocado en ti.
His focus was on your brokenness.
Estaba enfocado en tu quebrantamiento.
He was looking to a future date.
Estaba mirando un día futuro.
Where you would be wrestling with your contradiction.
Donde tú estabas peleando con tu contradicción.
This is the hope of the world.
Esta es la esperanza del mundo.
This is the story that gives the church power.
Esta es la historia que da a la iglesia poder.
This is the narrative that levels the playing field.
Esta es la historia que pone a todo a nivel.
It pleased the Lord to bruise him.
Agradó a Dios.
He carried all of your sorrows.
Él cargó todas tus tristezas.
He bore all of your griefs.
Él llevó todas tus tristezas.
Tonight, if you feel like you are walking in a contradiction,
esta noche si te sientes que estás en contradicción,
if you feel like you are standing in an uneven place,
si te sientes que estás desanivelado,
it's okay to be in a contradiction.
Está bien estar en una contradicción.
It's okay to feel confused at times.
Está bien si estás un poco confundido.
But can I tell you that it's not the will of God.
Pero te digo, no es la voluntad de Dios.
If you feel like you're in a contradiction,
si te sientes que estás en una contradicción,
it's not the will of God for you to hide from God.
No es la voluntad de Dios que te escondas de Dios.
It's not the will of God for you to stand in the back.
No es la voluntad de Dios que te pares atrás.
Waiting to have enough value to come before Him.
Esperando que tengas valor para que vengas enfrente.
Because He's already paid the price.
Porque Él ya pagó el precio.
For your contradiction.
Para tu consagración.
He's already paid the price.
Él ya pagó el precio
for your instability.
Para tu instabilidad.
He's already paid the price.
Él ya pagó el precio.
For your grief.
Para tus dolores.
I'm telling you, you can't sin so great.
Tú no puedes pecar lo suficiente.
That you have to hide from God.
Que te tienes que esconder de Dios.
Your sin is not so great.
Tu pecado no es tan grande.
That it can trump the mercy and the grace of God.
Que puede vencer la gracia y misericordia
Stop
de Dios.
Stop hiding from God.
No te escondas de Dios.
Stop playing hooky from church.
Deja de ir de venir
Come on into the house.
Ven a la casa.
Come on into To the water.
Ven aquí al agua.
There's a place for you.
Hay un lugar para ti.
There's grace for you.
Hay gracia para ti.
There's peace for you.
Hay paz para ti.
There's room for you
Hay
at the cross.
Espacio para ti.
The devil's trying to convince somebody tonight
el diablo quiere convencer a alguien
that you need to hide from God.
Que tú te tienes que esconder de Dios.
That your specific trouble is unique.
Que tu problema es único.
That it's different.
Que es diferente.
He wants you to feel like nobody knows what I'm going through.
Él quiere que te sientas que eres el único.
He wants you to feel like nobody has experienced what I'm experiencing.
Él quiere que pienses tú eres el único que te sientes
así. He wants you to feel like the church doesn't understand.
Y la iglesia no entiende lo que pasa.
The preacher doesn't understand.
El predicador no entiende.
God doesn't understand.
Dios no entiende.
But I'm telling you that is his strategy.
Pero yo te digo esa es la estrategia.
He wants to beat up on God's people.
Él quiere golpear al pueblo de Dios.
That's precisely what the word of God tells us would happen in the last
Es lo que nos dice que dice la Biblia.
It's the strategy of the enemy to wear out the people of God.
La estrategia del enemigo pelear con el pueblo.
Am I preaching to anybody else tonight that has felt weary in the last few weeks?
Le estaré preguntando a alguien que está cansado estas últimas
semanas.
Am I preaching
to anybody else that has felt punch drunk in the last few weeks?
Le estaré predicando a alguien que
Am I preaching to anybody tonight that feels a little wobbly in the knees?
Le estaré predicando a alguien que tal vez se siente que se va a caer.
Can I tell you that's the strategy of your enemy?
Esa es la estrategia de tu enemigo.
That's His device.
Esa es sus modos.
He wants you to feel like I'm in the fight of my life.
Él quiere que sientas que es la pelea última.
And I don't feel like anybody's here to help.
Y tú te sientes sin ayuda.
You see, the prophet Daniel prophesied that he would do it.
El profeta Daniel los dijo.
Daniel chapter 7 and verse 25.
Daniel 7, 25.
He's going to speak great words against the Most High.
Va a hablar grandes palabras contra Dios.
And he's going to wear out the saints of the Most High.
Y va a pelear con los santos de Dios.
He's going to try to confuse times and laws.
Va a querer confundir leyes y tiempos.
And they shall be given into his hand unto a time and times and the dividing of time.
Y van a ser dados su tiempo en sus manos.
But the judgment shall sit.
Pero el juicio se va a sentar.
And they shall take away his dominion.
Y le quitarán el dominio.
To consume and to destroy it unto the end.
Para consumirlo y destruirlo.
And the kingdom and dominion.
Y el reino y el dominio.
And the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven.
Y la grandeza del reino bajo
shall
los cielos.
Be given to the people of the saints of the Most High.
Será dado al pueblo de los
whose
más
kingdom
santos.
Is an everlasting kingdom.
Que el reino es un reino eterno.
And all dominions
y todo dominio
shall serve and obey him.
Servirá y obedecerá
It's
él.
His strategy to wear out the saints.
Es su estrategia pelear con los
It's
santos.
His strategy to continue to punch you.
Es su estrategia continuar
until
golpear.
You feel drunk.
Hasta que te sientas borracho.
But can I tell you tonight
Pero te puedo decir esta noche
that there's going to be a people in the last days.
Que va a haber un pueblo en los últimos
the
días.
Bible said they that do know their God
La Biblia dice que los que conocen a
are
su Dios
be strong
van a ser fuertes
and they're going to do exploits.
Y van a hacer grandes cosas.
And before it's over,
y antes que se acabe,
his dominion
su dominio
is going to be given to the people of God.
Va a ser dado al pueblo de Dios.
And there's going to be an everlasting kingdom
y va a haber un reino eterno
that's never going to know an end.
Que nunca va a saber un
can I tell you Mama,
te puedo decir, mamá,
keep on fighting.
Sigue peleando.
Can I tell you, Daddy?
Te puedo decir, papá,
keep on praying.
Sigue orando.
I don't care how drunk you feel.
No me importa cómo te sientas.
I don't care how tired you feel.
No me importa cómo cansado.
There's coming a day.
Oh, es otro día.
Where the kingdom of God
El reino de Dios
is going to be established in the earth.
Va a estar establecido un
Come
día.
On, let the church say amen.
Que la iglesia diga amén.
Somebody give him praise.
Alguien alábelo. Es su estrategia.
It's a part of the plan.
Es un parte del plan.
Pa, bam, bam,
pa, bam, bam.
To wear out out the saints.
Para pelear con los santos.
One blow after the other.
Un golpe tras otro.
Until you don't know where it's coming from next.
Hasta que no sabes de dónde viene.
Until your knees begin to buckle.
Hasta que tus rodillas empiezan a
moverse. Till you start to stagger. That's his strategy.
Hasta que empiezas a caerte.
Jesus told the disciples this in Matthew chapter 24.
A los discípulos en Mateo 24.
It's going to get so bad.
Va a ser tan malo.
That except those days should be shortened.
Que si esos días no son acortados.
There should no flesh be saved.
Que no va a haber carne salvada.
But God's got a plan.
Pero Dios tiene un plan.
Look at somebody next to you and tell them God's got a plan.
Mira tu vecino, Dios tiene un plan.
It's going to be all right.
Todo va a estar bien.
He's got a plan.
Él tiene un plan.
He said, but for the elect's sake,
pero para los elegidos,
those days are going to be shortened.
Esos días serán acortados.
He said, there are going to arise false Christs
se levantarán Cristos
and
falsos
false prophets,
y falsos profetas,
and they're going to show great signs and wonders,
y van a enseñar grandes señales,
in so much that if it were possible,
y si fuera posible,
they should deceive the very elect.
Van a engañar a los elegidos.
This is his playbook.
Este es su libro.
This is God giving us insight into the strategy of the enemy. He's going to try to wear out the saints. He's going to try to beat you down. He's going to try to make you think you don't have power. He's going to try to undermine your faith. He's going to try to make you doubt God. He's going to try to convince you that God doesn't love you. That God doesn't care about you. That you don't have power to overcome. He's going to try to make you believe that you're living a lie.
Él quiere que creas que vives una mentira.
He's going to try to convince you that what you're going through is something different than what anybody else has gone
quiere
through.
Convencer que lo que estás pasando es único para
but
ti.
Once again, the word of God admonishes us.
Pero una vez más nos dice la palabra.
1 Corinthians 10,
Primera de Corintios 10
and verse 13,
y verso 13.
There hath no temptation.
No hay tentación
taken you,
que te ha llegado,
but such as is common to man.
Pero solamente el común al hombre.
But God is faithful,
pero Dios es fiel,
who will not suffer you to be tempted,
que no sufre que seas tentado,
above what you are able,
más de lo que puedes,
but will with the temptation also make a way to escape,
pero con la tentación das un salida
that
también,
you may be able to bear it,
para que puedas cargarla.
The word of God promised you
la palabra de Dios promete
that you're not going to go through anything,
que no vas a pasar por nada,
no matter how bad it feels,
no importa qué tanto va, se
no matter how bad it looks,
no importa cómo se ve,
that God has not already given you the power to get through it.
Que Dios no te ha dado el poder ya para pasar eso.
Look at somebody next to you and tell them God's already made a way.
Mira a tu vecino y dile Dios ya abrió el camino.
Through this trial.
Por este camino.
You see the apostle Paul.
El apóstol Pablo.
Himself.
El mismo.
Was a walking contradiction.
Era una contradicción caminando.
He had to endure his own contradiction.
Tenía que pasar por su propia contradicción.
But he was a servant to a God.
Pero un siervo para un Dios.
Who went through the fire.
Que pasó por el fuego.
To give us what we needed.
Para darnos a nosotros lo que
to pass through the fire and not be burned.
Para pasar por el fuego y no ser quemados.
But to come out holy and righteous.
Pero salir santos y justos.
A chosen vessel for honor in his kingdom.
Una vasija de honor en su reino.
He gave you what you needed.
Te dio a ti lo que necesitabas.
To endure your contradiction.
Para sobrellevar tu contradicción.
He said, "You have not resisted unto blood."
No has resistido a sangre.
He said, "You didn't take the cross."
Dice, tú no llevaste la cruz.
And I'm going to tell you tonight.
Y te voy a decir esta noche.
That your life does not make any sense.
Que tu vida no tiene sentido.
Until you see your life juxtaposed with the cross.
Hasta que lo compares con la cruz de Cristo.
Not comparing yourselves among yourselves.
No te compares con los demás.
Not comparing your suffering to your brother or your sister's suffering.
No compares tu sufrimiento con los demás.
But until you see your life.
Pero cuando tú veas a tu vida.
In comparison to the cross.
Comparándolo con la cruz.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
No tiene nada de sentido tu vida.
I'm telling you, if there was ever a day where we need cross preaching,
si hay un día donde tenemos que predicar de la cruz, es este día.
We need the cross as the backdrop for everything we do.
Necesitamos la cruz como con todo
every
lo que hacemos.
Every Bible study needs to have the cross in it.
Todo estudio bíblico tiene
every
que tener
Sunday
la cruz.
Every Sunday school lesson needs the cross in it.
Toda lección en la escuela tiene que tener la cruz.
You have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as to children.
Te has olvidado de la exhortación.
My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord.
Hijo, no te enojes cuando Dios te
corrija. Don't faint when you're rebuked of him.
No te desmayes cuando te regañe.
For whom the Lord loves, he chastens.
Porque al que Dios ama, lo corrige.
And he scourges every son whom he receives.
Y a todos los hijos que recibe, los corrige.
If you endure chastening, God's treating you like a son.
Si él te está regañando, es porque te trata como un hijo.
For what son is he whom the father chastens not?
¿Qué hijo es si no lo castiga?
But if you are without chastisement, whereof all are partakers.
Pero si no te castiga.
He's saying, if you're enduring chastening like everybody endures it.
Si estás sufriendo castigos como todos los demás.
If you don't, you're a bastard and not a son.
Si no eres bastardo y no hijo.
He said, we all had fathers who corrected us.
Todos tenemos padres que nos han corregido.
And we gave them reverence.
Y les demos reverencia.
He said, but there is a father.
Pero hay un padre.
He's not a natural father.
No es padre natural.
He's not a carnal father.
No es padre carnal.
He is the father of spirit.
Es padre de espíritu.
He said there is a father that is chastening us.
Dice hay un padre que nos está corrigiendo.
We preached about that father last week.
Predicamos de ese padre la semana pasada.
Where the prophecy said, who is blind but my servant?
Donde dice quién es ciego como mi siervo.
Who is dumb but my servant?
Quién es menso como mi siervo.
And what he's saying is your natural father, he chastened you.
Y lo que dice tu padre natural te
corrigió. He corrected you.
Él te castigó.
But your natural father got distracted by carnal things.
Pero tu padre natural se distrayó con
he
las cosas
said,
del mundo.
You are serving a father.
Dice tú estás sirviendo un padre.
Who is the father of spirits?
Que es un padre de los espíritus.
Who has put some things in your life?
Que ha puesto cosas en tu vida.
That are there to make you refined like gold.
Que están ahí para que te refinen como oro.
He said he's refining you in your essence.
Dice, te está refinando en tu esencia.
He is focused.
Él está enfocado.
And he is intentional.
Y él es intencional.
And he is specific.
Y él es específico.
He said, for they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure.
Porque ellos por unos días,
but I've got
propio.
A father.
Pero yo tengo un padre.
Who is chastening me for my profit.
Que me está corrigiendo por mi ganancia.
Why is he chastening me?
¿Por qué me está corrigiendo?
Because he wants me to be a partaker of his holiness.
Porque él quiera que yo sea parte de su santidad.
You see, I don't have holiness in myself.
Yo no tengo santidad en mí.
I don't have righteousness in myself.
Yo no tengo justicia en
but
mí.
I've got a father that is a father of my spirit.
Pero yo tengo un padre que es un padre
who
de mi
is
espíritu,
allowing me to go through things
que me permite que pase yo por
so
cosas,
that I could come out like pure gold,
para que pueda salir como oro puro,
so that I can come out tried in the fire,
para que pueda salir probado en el fuego.
He said no chastening is pleasurable in the moment.
Dice cuando corriges en el momento no te gusta.
While I'm going through my trial,
mientras paso por mi problema,
it's not making sense to me.
No la entiendo yo.
But I'm here to tell you, I thank God.
Pero te tengo que decirle gracias a Dios.
For the word of God.
Por la palabra de Dios.
I thank God for the fivefold ministry.
Le doy gracias a Dios por los cinco ministerios.
That God has allowed to come into my life.
Que Dios ha permitido que entre a mi
to
vida.
To preach to me.
Para que me predique.
To help me be reconciled to God.
Para que me reconcilie con
my
Dios.
My trial doesn't make sense.
Mi prueba no tiene sentido.
My trouble doesn't make sense.
Mis problemas no las entiendo.
My adversity doesn't make sense.
Mi adversidad yo no lo entiendo.
Until I hear the word of God preached. And then I say, aha.
Y luego digo, aha.
That's why I'm going through the trial.
Por eso paso por la prueba.
That's why I'm going through the trouble.
Por eso paso por el problema.
So I can be purified.
Para que pueda ser purificado.
Praise God. He said, but here's the reality.
Dice, pero esta es la realidad.
While the church is being tried.
Mientras la iglesia es probada.
While the church is being purified.
Mientras la iglesia es purificada.
He said there are going to be some people.
Dice van a haber personas.
Who while the church is going through its adversity.
Que mientras la iglesia está pasando por pruebas.
There are going to be people that are getting hammered.
Van a haber personas que son golpeadas.
There are going to be people that are taking it on the chin. One thing after the other.
Van a haber personas que son golpeadas una tras otra cosa.
He said you need to pay attention.
Dice tú tienes que poner atención.
If you're strong.
Si tú eres fuerte.
Be strong.
Sé fuerte.
If you have clarity,
si tienes claridad,
have clarity.
Ten claridad.
If you can see it clearly,
si lo puedes ver claritamente,
that's all right.
Eso está bien.
He said, because there are going to be some people,
porque van a haber personas,
who while the church is being purified,
que mientras la iglesia está siendo purificada,
as you're fighting the good fight of God,
mientras estás peleando la buena batalla de Dios,
they're going to be being hammered.
Van a ver ser golpeadas.
And you're going to look over at your brother.
Y tú vas a mirar a tu hermano.
And you're going to see hands hanging down.
Y tú vas a ver las manos caídas.
That used to be held up.
Que antes estaban paradas.
You're going to see knees beginning to shake.
Vas a ver rodillas que empiezan a temblar.
That in seasons past they used to have strength.
Que en temporadas antes tenían fuerza.
He said, if you're strong,
dice, si estás fuerte,
look over at your brother.
Mira a tu hermano.
Who's taking it on the chin.
Que lo está tomando en la cara.
And his hands are beginning to hang down.
Y sus manos están cayendo.
He said, you've got to be strong enough.
Dice, tienes que tener la fuerza.
To help him hold up his hands.
Para ayudarlo a levantar la mano.
When he's taking it on the chin.
Cuando lo están golpeando.
You've got to have the wherewithal.
Tienes que tenerla.
Not to criticize your brother.
No criticar a tu hermano.
Not to make fun of your brother.
No para burlarte.
Not to castigate your brother.
No para echarlo.
But you've got to have the strength.
Pero tienes que tener la fuerza.
To hold up the hands of the weak.
De levantar la mano.
Come on, you're going to come to church sometime.
Vas a venir a la iglesia a
veces. And you're going to see the tears beginning to fall.
Y vas a ver las lágrimas caer.
You're going to see somebody coming down to the altar.
Vas a ver a alguien venir al altar.
Who their faith is low.
Que su fe está baja.
You've got to have the strength.
Tú tienes que tener la fuerza.
To help somebody that's hurting.
De ayudar a alguien que está lastimado.
Because it's your responsibility.
Porque es tu responsabilidad.
I'm preaching to some people.
Estoy predicando a personas.
You've been through some things in your life.
Ha pasado por cosas en tu vida.
And maybe it didn't make sense at the time.
Y tal vez no lo entendías en el momento.
But you got through your trouble.
Pero pasaste por ese
you
problema.
Got through your trial.
Pasaste por esa prueba.
You got through your tribulation.
Pasaste por esa tribulación.
And because of that you came out like gold.
Y por eso saliste como oro.
Your job during this season
tu trabajo en este momento
is to find a brother
es encontrar un hermano
or a sister who's
hermana,
weak
hermana que es débil.
And to say, I'm not going to let you fall.
Y decir, no te voy a dejar caer.
But I'm going to hold up my brother.
Pero te voy a agarrar.
I'm going to strengthen my brother.
Voy a fortalecer a mi hermano.
I'm going to help out my brother.
Voy a ayudar a mi hermano.
Until you get through your trial.
Hasta que pases por tu prueba.
Oh, come on, I'm preaching to somebody
estoy
tonight.
Predicando a alguien esta noche.
If you want to make sense of your trouble,
si quieres tomar sentido,
this is how you make sense of it.
Así es como entiendes tus problemas.
Your trouble makes sense as you see your life.
Tus problemas te lo entiendes cuando miras tu vida.
Juxtaposed with his suffering.
Comparado a su sufrimiento.
How did he get through his trial?
¿Cómo pasó por su sufrimiento?
How did he get through his suffering?
¿Cómo él pasó por su prueba?
He endured his cross.
Él agarró su cruz.
Despising the shame.
Y no teniendo atención a la vergüenza.
For the joy.
Para el gozo.
That was set in front of him.
Que estaba enfrente de él.
What that means is his face was set like a flint.
Lo que significa es tenía su frente
he
segura.
Didn't look to the left or to the right.
Él no miró a la izquierda o a la derecha.
God has called some people during this season.
Dios ha llamado personas en esta temporada.
To be to somebody else's marriage.
Para ser al matrimonio de alguien más.
What leadership was for your marriage during your struggle.
Lo que liderazgo fue para ti, para tus problemas.
God is calling some people.
Dios está llamando a personas.
During this season of time.
En esta temporada de la vida.
To find somebody around you.
Que encuentres a alguien a tu alrededor.
That is weak.
Que está débil.
And say, I am not going to allow you to die in your dilemma.
Dice, no voy a permitir que te mueras en
I'm
ese problema.
I'm not going to allow you to die in your struggle.
No voy a permitir que te mueras en ese dilema.
I'm not going to allow you to die in your difficulty.
No voy a permitir que te mueras en
but
esa
I'm
dificultad.
But I'm going to hold up the hands of the weak.
Pero voy a agarrar las manos del débil.
Praise God. The path in front of them.
El camino enfrente de ellos.
As they are trying to stumble through
mientras ellos quieren caminar
their difficulty
por esa dificultad
the way is rough
el camino está duro
there are encumbrances
hay obstáculos
there are places to stumble
hay lugares donde te puedes tropezar
and the apostle Paul was telling us
y el apóstol Pablo estaba diciendo
you've got to go ahead for the weak
tienes que ir por los débiles
and you've got to be like a bulldozer
y tienes que ser como alguien que abre caminos
you have to grade the path in front of them
tienes que emparejar el camino.
You have to like Job, we preached about last week.
Como Job predicamos.
You have to be willing to be eyes for the blind.
Tienes que ser ojos para los ciegos.
You have to be willing to be ears for the deaf.
Tienes que ser oídos para los sordos.
You have to be willing to be an advocate for those who can't speak for themselves.
Tienes que ser alguien que para que no puede hablar por sí mismo.
We are living in a generation.
Estamos viviendo una generación.
where people laugh at weakness. You can get on YouTube and watch fail after fail of somebody falling and somebody stumbling and somebody tripping up. But can I tell you, Church of the Living God, you cannot allow the carnality of your culture to affect the culture on the inside of the church. This is not a day to laugh at weakness. This is not a day to laugh at people's struggle and at their stumbling.
No te rías de las tropiezas de los demás.
But this is a day to have laser-like focus.
Este es un día que tenemos enfocados.
If the church is going to survive the last days,
si la iglesia va a sobrevivir los últimos días,
it's going to require that the church have focus.
Va a requerir que tengamos enfoque.
That the church have a determination.
Que la iglesia tenga determinación.
That I'm not going to laugh when my brother struggles.
No me voy a reír cuando mi hermano
batalla. I'm not going to talk about them behind their back when they stumble.
No voy a hablar de él cuando se cae.
But I'm going to seek my brother out.
Pero voy a ayudar a mi hermano.
And I'm going to say, I'm going to be with you during
decir,
your struggle.
Yo voy a estar contigo en la batalla.
You need to learn.
Tú necesitas aprender.
To find people that are weeping.
Encontrar a personas que están llorando.
And weep with them.
Y llorar con ellos.
I know it's not natural.
Yo sé que no es natural.
But the Bible says to weep with those that weep.
Pero la Biblia dice llora con los que lloran.
And rejoice with those that rejoice.
Y regocíjate con los que están regocijando.
We don't have all the answers.
No tenemos todas las respuestas.
I don't have the answers in myself.
Yo no tengo las respuestas en mí.
Sometimes I don't know what to preach.
A veces yo no sé qué predicar.
Sometimes I don't know which way to turn.
A veces no sé qué para dónde ir.
I am completely dependent upon him.
Estoy completamente dependiendo de él.
Because he's the author.
Porque él es el autor.
And he's the finisher.
Y él es el consumidor de mi fe.
The one who started a good work in my life.
El que empezó la buena obra en mi vida.
Is the one who's going to finish it.
Es el que la va a terminar.
I'm not writing the story,
yo no estoy leyendo la historia esta noche.
He's writing the story.
Él está escribiendo la historia.
I'm not writing the sermon.
Yo no estoy escribiendo el sermón.
He's writing the sermon.
Él está escribiendo el sermón.
I'm telling you, if I've ever needed God to help me be a preacher.
Te digo, si he necesitado
antes a Dios. I need God to help me be a preacher today.
Necesito que Dios me ayude este día.
Because there are people that are hurting.
Porque hay personas lastimadas.
There are people that are broken.
Hay personas que están quebradas.
There are people that are confused.
Hay personas confundidas.
You say you preach with too much vulnerability.
Dices predicas con demasiada vulnerabilidad.
I do preach with vulnerability.
Sí predico con vulnerabilidad.
Because I don't want to sit through another sermon.
Porque yo no lo comparo con otro sermón.
That doesn't penetrate.
Que no penetra.
I don't want to preach a sermon.
Yo no quiero predicar un sermón.
That's not real.
Que no es real.
He wasn't always.
Él no siempre era.
Tempted like we were tempted.
Él fue tentado en toda forma.
Yet without sin.
Pero él sin pecado.
I don't want you to think that the excellency of my ministry.
No quiero que pienses que la excelencia de mi ministerio.
Is about my wisdom.
Se trata de mi sabiduría.
I don't want to be the kind of pastor that pastors.
Yo no quiero ser el pastor que pastorea.
Without transparency.
Sin siendo transparente.
I want to be the kind of person that can minister to you.
Yo quiero ser la persona que puede ministrar.
In your brokenness.
En tu quebrantamiento.
I want to be the kind of person that can connect with your brokenness.
Quiero ser la persona que se puede conectar.
I don't want your confidence to be in me.
No quiero que tu confianza esté en
mí. I want your confidence to be in him.
Pero quiero que tu confianza esté en él.
So pardon me while I try to figure this out.
So perdóname cuando estoy queriéndolo averiguar.
Pardon me while I try to navigate trying to pastor in the 21st century.
Perdóname cuando estoy tratando de averiguar.
When I encounter your need,
cuando yo encuentro tu necesidad,
I want to introduce you to a God.
Yo te quiero introducir a un Dios
who came down to the earth.
Que vino a la tierra.
He didn't preach beautiful sermons.
Él no predicó sermones bonitos.
But he preached real.
Pero él predicó lo real.
He was vulnerable.
Él fue vulnerable.
He was hurtable.
Él fue lastimable.
He was touchable.
Él fue tocable.
He was not a high priest who could not be touched.
Él no fue un sacerdote que no
podía
ser tocado.
Your infirmities.
Con tu enfermedad.
But he was impacted in every way that you're impacted.
Pero él fue impactado como tú fuiste impactado.
I don't want to be a good preacher.
No quiero ser buen predicador.
I want to be a real preacher.
Quiero ser un predicador real.
I don't have strength outside of that.
Yo no tengo fuerza fuera de eso.
I don't have power outside of that.
Yo no tengo poder afuera de eso.
I don't have knowledge outside of that.
Yo no tengo conocimiento afuera
de
eso.
I don't have goodness outside of
yo
that.
Yo no tengo bondad afuera de eso.
Paul said, I could have waxed eloquent with you.
Podía hablar cosas bonitas.
I could have been a good preacher.
Podía ser un buen predicador.
He said, but when I came to you,
pero cuando yo vine a ti,
I didn't come to you with excellency of speech.
Yo no te vine con palabras,
but I came to you to preach the cross.
Yo te vine a predicar la cruz.
I came to you to preach. It's the ugliness of it.
Es que la cruz está fea.
It's the humility of it.
Es la humildad de la cruz.
It's the realness of it.
Es lo real de la cruz.
It's the brokenness of it.
Es el quebrantamiento de la cruz.
It's the suffering of it.
Es el sufrimiento.
I came to preach Christ.
Vine a predicar Cristo.
And him crucified.
Y el crucificado.
If we're going to survive this,
si vamos a sobrevivir,
we're going to have real Christians.
Tenemos que tener cristianos reales.
We're going to have real Bible studies.
Tenemos que tener estudios reales.
Real preaching.
Predicaciones reales.
Real youth ministry.
Real jóvenes.
That shows people the cross.
Que enseñan a la gente la cruz.
That allows us to see.
Que nos permiten ver.
A suffering Savior.
Un Salvador que sufrió.
Paul, if anybody did.
Pablo, si alguien.
He preached in transparency and brokenness.
Él predicó en quebrantamiento.
Jesus made himself of no reputation.
Jesús no se hizo reputación.
Paul made himself of no reputation.
Pablo no se dio reputación.
If we're going to be effective in this last day,
si vamos a ser efectivos estos últimos días,
we have to seek out peace with all men.
Tenemos que buscar paz con todos.
Follow peace with all men.
Sigue paz con todo hombre.
And holiness.
Y santidad.
Without which no man's going to see God.
Sin la cual nadie verá al Señor.
I need you to see Christ in my ministry.
Necesito que mires a Cristo.
I need you to see Christ in my preaching.
Necesito que mires a Cristo en mi predicación.
I don't need you to see my righteousness.
No que veas de mi justicia.
Or my holiness.
O mi santidad.
But I need you to see the holiness of God.
Pero que veas la santidad de Dios.
Because if you're gonna be healed.
Porque si vas a ser sanado.
If I'm just telling you, if you're gonna see the answer.
Si vas a ver la respuesta.
If you're gonna see God.
Si vas a ver a Dios.
It's gonna be through my allowing peace to flow through me.
Va a ser que yo permita que la paz fluya.
And my allowing holiness to flow through
yo permita
me.
Permita que la santidad fluya.
He said, looking diligently.
Mirando diligentemente.
Lest any man fail of the grace of God.
Si no alguien se cae de la gracia de Dios.
Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you.
Si no una amargura te da problemas.
And thereby many be defiled.
Y muchos sean problemas.
What is it that causes defilement to come into the church?
¿Qué es lo que pasa con que deja entrar la amargura?
A root,
una raíz,
of bitterness,
una raíz de amargura.
He said, "Lest there be any fornicator."
Él dice, si no venga un fornicario.
Or profane person, as Esau.
Alguien profano como Esaú.
Who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright?
Que por lentejas vendió su primogenitura.
Can I tell you that there is a corollary?
Te puedo decir que hay una conexión.
Between sexual sin in the church and bitterness.
Entre pecado sexual y la amargura.
Bitterness opens the door.
Amargura abre la puerta.
Of justification to do things you never thought you would do.
De justificación de hacer cosas que nunca pensabas.
How does that happen?
¿Cómo pasa eso?
Because I get mad at God.
Porque me enojo con Dios.
And I get mad at my brother.
Y me enojo con mis hermanos.
And I begin to say it's not fair.
Y empiezo a decir no es justo.
It's not right.
No es correcto.
God is not just.
Dios no es justo.
God is not good.
Dios no es bueno.
That root of bitterness begins to spring up.
Raíz de amargura empieza a crecer.
That unresolved issue with God.
Ese problema que no has resuelto.
And because I get mad at God.
Y porque yo me enojo con Dios.
And I don't allow forgiveness to come.
Y no me permito que venga el perdón.
It causes there to be a fracture.
Causa que haya una fractura.
And it opens the door for bitterness.
Abre la puerta a la amargura.
And unforgiveness.
Y falta de perdón.
And I will begin to justify things.
Y yo empiezo a justificar cosas.
That I never would have justified before.
Que nunca hubiera justificado antes.
Because I'm making a case against God.
Porque hago un caso contra Dios.
Just a root of bitterness.
Nomás una raíz de amargura.
That springs up in us.
Que sale adentro de nosotros.
For you know afterward.
Porque ustedes saben después.
When he would have inherited the blessing.
Cuando él hubiera recibido la herencia.
He was rejected.
Él fue rechazado.
For he found no place of repentance.
Pues no encontró arrepentimiento.
Though he sought it carefully with tears.
Aunque lo buscó con lágrimas.
But what was Esau seeking for?
Pero que estaba buscando Esaú.
He was seeking for the blessing.
Estaba buscando bendición.
But he was not seeking to be reconciled to the blesser.
Pero no quería ser reconciliado al que
lo bendice. He wanted the blessings that come with relationship with God.
Él quería las bendiciones con la relación
de Dios. But he did not want to be reconciled to God.
Pero no quería ser reconciliado con Dios.
He continues, for you are not come unto the mount that might be touched, that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they heard entreated that the words should not be spoken to them anymore. Because they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it should be stoned or thrust through with a dart.
Pero si una bestia puede tocar esa montaña.
Those of you who listened to Brother Prado at Peak, you heard him talk about the fact that a beast or an animal could not come on the mountain with God. So much so that God asked Moses to take the very sandals off of his feet because they were made of leather. And there is within all of us an animalistic nature that the word of God is seeking to call us up on the mountain of God. But you can't, you have to reconcile.
Pero tienes que reconciliar.
The part of you that doesn't want to come on the mountain.
La parte de ti que no quiere ir a la montaña.
With the part of you that wants a relationship with God.
Con la parte de ti que quiere una relación con
Dios.
And
you've got to be willing to take off.
Y tienes que quitarte.
Everything in your life,
todo en tu vida,
connected to your animal nature,
conectado a un instinto animal,
so that you can be reconciled to him.
Para que puedas ser reconciliado con él.
He said the word was calling them up.
Dice, la palabra lo estaba llamando para arriba.
The preaching was calling them up.
La predicación lo llamaba para arriba.
But the people told Moses,
pero el pueblo dijo a Moisés,
you go on the mountain,
tú ve a la montaña,
you deal with God,
tú trata con Dios,
and we will deal with you.
Y nosotros trataremos contigo.
But I'm preaching to a people.
Pero le predico
in a day and time,
en un día de tiempo,
where everything that can be shaken,
donde todo que puede ser movido,
is going to be shaken,
va a ser movido.
You need a relationship with the preacher.
Necesitas una relación
you
con
need
el predicador.
A relationship with the word of God.
Necesitas una relación con la palabra.
But all of that is designed,
pero todo eso fue diseñado,
to bring you up to a place,
para llevarte a un nivel,
where you can be reconciled to God.
Donde tú puedes ser reconciliado con Dios.
It's not enough,
no es suficiente,
for you to have a relationship with a preacher.
Que tengas una relación con el predicador.
Because there are some things,
porque hay unas cosas,
that can survive,
que pueden sobrevivir,
your relationship with a preacher,
tu relación con un predicador,
but they can't survive,
pero no pueden sobrevivir,
your relationship with God,
tu relación con Dios.
There are some places you're never going to go,
hay unos lugares que nunca vas a ir,
until you're willing to take off everything,
hasta que no estés dispuesto a quitarte todo,
in your nature,
en tu naturaleza,
that is not like God,
que no es como Dios.
God will allow us to go through things,
Dios permite que pasemos por cosas,
that will burn off of us,
que quemen adentro en nosotros,
everything that's not like him,
todo lo que no es como él.
They saw that mountain shaking,
miraron esa montaña temblar.
They saw that mountain on fire,
miraron esa montaña en fuego.
And they said, oh no,
y dijeron, no,
we don't want anything to do with that,
no queremos nada con eso,
because some things were going to have to die,
porque unas cosas tenían que morir,
in order for them to encounter the mountain.
Para que podamos llegar a la montaña.
And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake.
Tan terrible era lo visto que Moisés tembló.
But ye are coming to Mount Zion,
pero ustedes han venido al monte Sion,
and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem,
a la ciudad del Dios viviente,
and to an innumerable company of angels,
y a ángeles que no se pueden contar,
to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn,
a la asamblea del Dios viviente,
which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect,
que están en el cielo.
I'm here to tell you that what we are surrounded by tonight,
estamos rodeados esta noche,
is a company of just men and women,
con compañía de hombres justos y
that
mujeres
have been
justas,
through the fire,
que han pasado por el fuego,
who endured the same exact contradictions,
que sobrellevaron las mismas contradicciones,
that you are facing,
que tú estás enfrentando.
It's an innumerable company.
Es un compañía que no la puedes contar.
We are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses.
Estamos rodeados de testigos.
They endured their contradictions.
Ellos sobrellevaron sus contradicciones.
They endured their trouble and their conflict.
Ellos sobrellevaron sus conflictos.
Except without modern medicine.
Pero sin medicina moderna.
And without air conditioning.
Y sin aire acondicionado.
And without modern transportation.
Y sin transportación moderna.
And without the internet.
Y sin internet.
And without iPads.
Y sin iPads.
And without Google.
Y sin Google.
Without digital communication.
Sin comunicación digital.
Every dispensation.
Toda dispensación.
Has endured their contradictions.
Ha sobrellevado su contradicción.
They've carried their cross.
Ha llevado su cruz.
They fought their demons.
Han peleado sus demonios.
They endured their conflicts.
Han sobrellevado sus conflictos.
And all of their contradictions.
Y todas sus contradicciones.
Were mediated by a man.
Fueron por un hombre.
Verse 24. And to Jesus.
Y a Jesús.
Everybody say Jesus.
Todos digan Jesús.
The mediator of the new covenant.
El mediador del nuevo pacto.
And to the blood of sprinkling.
Y la sangre.
That speaketh better things than that of Abel.
Que habla mejores cosas de Abel.
That mediator speaks through the fivefold ministry.
Ese mediador habla por las cinco
that
ministerios.
Mediator speaks through the gifts of the Spirit.
Ese mediador habla por los dones
that
del Espíritu.
Mediator speaks through prophecy.
Ese mediador habla por profecía.
That mediator speaks by his word.
Ese mediador habla por su palabra.
To reconcile what we are going through.
Para reconciliar por lo que pasamos.
Against the backdrop of his plan and purpose.
Con el propósito de su plan.
That mediator uses the foolishness of preaching.
Ese mediador usa la predicación.
To save us.
Para salvarnos,
to redeem us,
para reconciliarnos,
to reconcile us
para
to himself,
redimirnos,
and to reconcile the world above and the world beneath,
para reconciliar el mundo de arriba y abajo.
And all of that
y todo eso
is designed by God,
fue diseñado por Dios,
to help us to make sense of our world,
ayudarnos a entender nuestro mundo.
See that you refuse not him that speaketh.
No rechaces el que hable.
Every time the preacher preaches,
siempre que predica el predicador,
Christ speaks.
Cristo habla.
Every time the fivefold ministry opens its mouth,
siempre que los cinco ministerios están trabajando,
Christ is speaking to us.
Cristo nos está hablando.
See that you refuse not him that speaks.
Ve que no rechaces el que habla.
For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth,
porque si ellos no rechazaron, no se escaparon.
Much more shall not we escape,
mucho más nosotros,
if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven,
si nos alejamos del que habla del
whose
cielo,
voice then shook the earth,
que su voz hizo temblar la tierra.
But now he hath promised,
pero ahora ha prometido,
saying yet once more I shake not the earth only,
a una vez más no solamente hago temblar la
but
tierra,
also shake heaven,
pero también hago temblar el cielo.
And this word yet once more,
y esta palabra una vez más,
signifies the removing of those things that are shaken,
habla de las cosas que fueron
tembladas, as of things that are made,
como las cosas que fueron
hechas, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
Las cosas que no pueden ser movidas.
Can I tell you tonight,
te puedo decir esta noche,
that it is incumbent upon us as the people of God,
que nos toca a nosotros como el pueblo de
that
Dios,
we go down the list of the things that we are fastened to,
que pasemos por las cosas que estamos conectadas,
and make sure that everything in my life,
y asegurarnos que toda nuestra vida,
that I believe can hold me,
que yo creo que me puede sostener,
is fastened to the rock of Christ.
Esté atado a la roca de Cristo.
Whatever is bound up in the finite.
Todo lo que está atado en lo finito.
Whatever is bound up in finite thinking.
Todo lo que está en cosas finitas.
Whatever is bound up in the systems of this world.
Todo lo que está atado en sistemas de
este mundo. Is going to be shaken loose.
Va a ser movido.
You need to go down your list tonight.
Tienes que pasar tu lista esta noche.
Of everything that you're fastened to.
De cosas conectadas.
Where is your hope tonight?
¿Dónde está tu esperanza esta noche?
Do you find peace in studying the word of God?
¿Encuentras paz en estudiando la palabra?
Do you find peace in your Bible study?
¿Encuentras paz en tu estudio bíblico?
Do you find peace in your prayer life?
¿Encuentras paz en tu oración?
Do you find peace in your worship?
¿Encontrarás paz en tu alabanza?
Do you find peace in your fellowship with God's people?
¿Encontrarás paz en tu
convivio con el pueblo? Do you find peace in the prophetic?
¿Encontrarás paz en lo profético?
Or do you find peace in your possessions?
¿O encuentras paz en tus
do
posesiones?
Do you find peace in your career?
¿O paz en tu carrera?
Do you find peace in your money?
¿O paz en tu dinero?
Do you find peace in the things that make up your natural life?
¿Encontrarás paz en las cosas de tu vida?
He said in verse 28.
Dice en verso 28.
Wherefore we receive a kingdom.
Donde recibimos un reino.
Which cannot be moved.
Que no puede ser movido.
Let us have grace.
Vamos a tener gracia.
Whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
Por el cual podemos servir a Dios con reverencia.
For our God.
Porque nuestro Dios.
Is a consuming fire.
Es un fuego consumidor.
He said, "You are serving a God."
Dice, sirven a un Dios.
Who has an immovable kingdom.
Que tiene un reino inmovible.
That God.
Ese Dios.
Is getting His church ready.
Está preparando a su iglesia.
For an end-time revival.
Para un avivamiento final.
That God.
Ese Dios.
Is preparing His people for a last-day harvest.
Está preparándose por la última cosecha.
That God.
Ese Dios.
Is preparing the church for one final thrust of the sickle.
Está preparando a la iglesia por un último empuje.
And I've come to encourage somebody tonight.
Vengo a animar a alguien esta noche.
Brother Sam, come. Sister Lindsay, come.
Hermano Sam, músicos vengan.
I've come to encourage somebody.
Vengo a animar a alguien.
Whose hands are dropping.
Que sus manos están cayendo.
I've come to encourage somebody tonight.
Vengo a ayudar a alguien.
Whose knees are feeling weak.
Que sus rodillas están débil.
I don't claim to have all the answers tonight.
Yo no digo que tengo todas las respuestas.
But I've come to encourage a church.
Pero quiero animar a una iglesia.
That is being buffeted.
Que ha sido peleada.
If I can make the ground a little smoother tonight.
Si puedo acomodar un poquito más las cosas.
I want the word of God to go ahead of you.
Quiero que la palabra de Dios vaya enfrente
de ti. And prepare the ground of what's coming.
Y prepare el camino de lo que viene.
If I can help to hold up your hands tonight.
Si puedo ayudar a detener tu mano.
I want to hold up your hands.
Quiero detener tu mano para arriba.
If I can stand beside you tonight.
Si me puedo parar a un lado de ti.
And let you lean on me.
Y dejarte que te
recargues en mí. While your knees are knocking together in your adversity.
Cuando tus rodillas casi se dan.
I want to be there for somebody.
Yo quiero estar ahí para alguien.
And I'll be the first to tell you tonight.
Y soy el primero en decirte.
I don't know when the moment is going to come.
Yo no sé cuándo viene el momento.
That my kids are going to need a Sunday school teacher.
Que mis niños ocupan un maestro.
That can speak faith into their life while they're struggling.
Que les puede hablar fe en su vida.
I don't know.
Yo no sé.
When my family.
Cuando mi familia.
Is going to go through our trial.
Va a pasar por nuestra prueba.
I don't know when we're going to go through our tribulation.
Yo no sé cuándo pasamos por la tribulación.
I don't know when we're going to stumble.
Yo no sé cuándo nos vamos a caer.
When our knees are going to get weak.
Cuando las rodillas se van a debilitar.
Praise God. I do know.
Yo sí sé.
That God has allowed us.
Que Dios ha permitido.
To go through some things.
Que pasemos por cosas.
I see some people, some elders.
Yo veo unos ancianos
that are sitting on the pew.
Que se están sentando en la banca.
They've gone through some struggles.
Y han pasado por cosas.
They've gone through some difficulty.
Han pasado por dificultades.
And they got through the storm.
Y pasaron por la tormenta.
And I've watched people.
Y estoy mirando.
As I've grown up in the church.
Cuando yo crecí en la iglesia.
Strengthen other people.
Y que fortalecieron a los demás.
Because of the hell that they went through.
Por el infierno que ellos pasaron.
I don't know when it's going to be somebody that I love going through the trial.
Yo no sé si es alguien que yo amo que pasa por eso.
But I feel a deep-seated conviction.
Pero yo siento una convicción profunda.
To be the kind of person.
Para ser la persona.
That says I'm not going to leave somebody behind.
Que dice no voy a dejar a nadie atrás.
Brother Warren, I'm still trying to figure this stuff out.
Hermano Warren, todavía lo quiero averiguar.
I don't have to go back in time.
No tengo que ir para atrás en el tiempo.
And live for God during the days of Peter and Paul and John.
Servir a Dios en los días de Pedro y Juan.
They carried their cross.
Ellos llevaron su cruz.
They went through their hell.
Ellos pasaron por su problema.
They dealt with their difficulties.
Ellos trataron con sus dificultades.
Brother Butch.
Hermano Butch.
But I've got to do it at the in the end times.
Yo lo tengo que hacer en esto.
I've got to do it in the last days.
Tengo que hacerlo en los últimos días.
And first of all,
y primero,
whatever God knows that I need,
lo que Dios sabe que yo necesito,
to go through,
porque yo tengo que pasar,
to be the kind of minister in the last days,
para ser el ministro en los últimos días,
that can help somebody who's suffering,
que pueda ayudar a alguien en su sufrimiento.
That's the reason.
Es la razón.
That's my motivation.
Es mi motivación.
For bearing my cross with dignity.
Cargando mi cruz con dignidad.
And courage.
Y valor.
I'm going to tell this church something.
Le voy a decir a esta iglesia algo.
I can't save my kids by myself.
Yo no puedo salvar a mis hijos yo solo.
I can't save my family by myself.
Yo no puedo salvar mi familia con mí mismo.
God created a system.
Dios creó un sistema.
That I would help you save your kids.
Y yo quiero ayudar a salvar a tus hijos.
And that you would help me save mine.
Y tú me ayudes a salvar los míos.
And I don't know what's in front of you.
Y yo no sé lo que está enfrente de ti.
But God has created a system.
Pero Dios creó un sistema.
That is an interdependent system.
Que es un sistema interdependiente.
So that while you're going through your trial,
para cuando tú pases por tu prueba,
I can get under the weight of your struggle and your trouble.
Puedo ayudarte
with full confidence.
Con toda la confianza.
That I'm going to go through some things.
Que yo voy a pasar por cosas.
I can't go through by myself.
Yo no puedo pasar yo mismo.
I'm going to need a church.
Yo voy a necesitar una iglesia.
I'm going to need a youth leader.
Voy a necesitar un líder de jóvenes.
I'm going to need a Sunday school worker.
Voy a necesitar alguien en la escuela dominical.
I'm going to need a Bible study teacher.
Voy a necesitar un estudio bíblico.
To get us through it.
Para que nos ayude a pasar.
We need each other.
Nos necesitamos.
We need each other.
Nos necesitamos.
Praise singers, come. He said, while you're being tried,
dice, mientras tú siendo probado,
don't forget the ones among you,
no te olvides los que están en ti,
that are struggling,
que están sufriendo.
Make sure you have compassion on them.
Asegúrate que tengas compasión.
Make sure that while you're helping somebody else,
asegúrate que cuando ayudas a alguien más,
you're not leading them,
no les estás guiando,
to a false sense of hope,
a una esperanza falsa.
It doesn't matter from the highest to the lowest.
No importa de lo más alto a lo más bajo.
Those who have been living for God for 30 years.
Los que han servido a Dios por 30 años.
And those who have been living for God for 3 weeks.
Y los que han servido a Dios por 3 semanas.
We all go through seasons.
Todos pasamos por temporadas.
Where we fasten our life to things.
Donde nos colocamos a cosas.
That we think are going to hold.
Que pensamos que nos van a detener.
And then the shaking comes.
Y luego viene el movimiento.
And we have to reorient our life.
Y tenemos que enfocarnos de nuevo.
Say, what was I thinking?
Y dice, ¿qué estamos pensando?
That never was gonna hold.
Eso nunca me iba a sostener.
I've been there.
Yo he estado ahí.
Brother Jermaine, I've been there.
Hermano Jermaine, yo he estado ahí.
I had to take that fastening.
Tenía que llevar eso que me estaba agarrando.
Disconnect it.
Desconectarlo.
And go back to my relationship with God.
Ir para atrás a mi relación con Dios.
And say, God, I'm sorry.
Y decir, Dios, perdóname.
I really thought I was a good preacher.
Yo pensaba que era buen predicador.
God, I really thought it was my education.
Dios, yo pensaba que era mi educación.
God, I really thought it was my money.
Dios, yo pensaba que era mi dinero.
It never was that.
Nunca era eso.
It was you all along.
Era tú desde el principio.
Help me to be the kind of person,
ayúdame a ser la persona,
that when people are following me,
que cuando lo están siguiendo,
I'm not leading them to a path,
no lo estoy guiando a un camino,
that is going to shake loose at some point,
que los va a sacudir en un momento,
but I'm leading them to the answer,
pero lo estoy guiando a la respuesta.
Let's stand.
Vamos a ponernos de pie.
Why don't we lift our hands to heaven?
Levanten sus manos al cielo.
I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight.
Yo siento el Espíritu Santo esta noche.
Why don't you link up with somebody for just a few moments?
Conéctese con alguien por unos momentos.
And just begin to pray for your brother or your sister.
Y empiecen a orar por su hermano y hermana.
Help us, oh God.
Ayúdanos, Dios.
Help us, oh God.
Ayúdanos, Dios.
Let your love flow through us, oh Lord.
Que tu amor fluya por nosotros.
Let your power flow through us, oh
que
God.
Tu poder se mueva por nosotros.
Let your holiness flow through us, oh
que
God.
Tu santidad se mueva por nosotros.
Let your grace flow through us, oh
que
God.
Tu gracia fluya por nosotros.
Come on, will you be reconciled to Him tonight?
Reconcíliate a Él esta noche.
I don't know what you're fastened to.
Yo no sé qué te estás colocando.
But for the next few moments, will you just reinforce your tether to the Almighty?
Pero por los últimos momentos, conéctate.
Come on, this altar's open tonight.
Este altar está abierto.
Will you fashion yourself to Him?
Colócate a Él esta noche.
God, whatever I'm hooked up to, Lord.
Dios, a lo que estoy conectado.
Whatever I'm trusting in, oh God.
En todo lo que yo confío, Dios.
I trust you. My confidence is in you.
Mi confianza está en ti, Dios.
My hope is in you, oh God.
Mi esperanza está en ti.
My faith is in you, Jesus.
Mi fe está en ti, Jesús.